Well, works are well underway to repair the intake structure of the Manuka River, which supplies water to the Strawn Water Treatment Plant. So I thought I'd try and get to talk to somebody about that. I'm joined now by TAS Water General Manager Project Delivery, Tony Wilmot. Good morning, Tony. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Cameron. I'm really pleased to be speaking with you today.
Excellent. All right. Now, is this particular thing, is it something that is done regularly?
No, it's not, Cameron. So this specific work is not a regular occurrence. It depends on the condition of our infrastructure at various intakes around the state. We upgrade our infrastructure on a case-by-case basis and prioritise works more either urgent than others, so there's a prioritisation model used there. This project was identified as something that was required to be completed sooner rather than later to assist and to ensure that the water can continue to be treated for our customers in the Strawn area.
Excellent. Now, is there anything that residents need to be aware of in terms of the services they use from TAS Water, like the quality of water or the supply of water during this time?
No, Cameron, we don't envisage any problems. The customers shouldn't even notice any difference to their services during and once the works are even complete. And they can be assured that we're doing what we can to ensure safe and reliable drinking water for the delivery for the customers in the Strawn area now into the future.
Great. Okay. Now, so what would happen if this wasn't actually carried out?
So the intake structure is very important for our treatment, water supply there in that area. So if the intake structure wasn't repaired or replaced, it's had the potential to become damaged or blocked, and the retaining wall there has become unstable. So we're having a look at replacing that retaining wall. That would have, if it had fell over or failed, would have prevented the water entering the plant. We wouldn't be able to treat it. The customers would have been without water. So very, very important to us and for the area out there.
Okay. Now, if people want further information on this, is there somewhere online that they can view?
Yeah, sure. They can go to our website, so taswater.com.au, for further information and go into the project section, and they can get a whole lot of information about what we're up to across the state.
Excellent. All right. Now, I also believe that you're doing routine flushing of pipes in the Zeehan area. What do Zeehan residents need to be aware of in relation to that?
Yeah, so we do that routinely around the state, and so we've been doing a bit out on the West Coast. So we do complete that preemptive flushing around the state to ensure the water quality in the area remains as good as it can be. It assists us with keeping our chlorine residuals in our network to make sure that the water remains safe to drink. We've also recently undertaken the work in Rosebery and Queenstown.
Okay, great. Now, how long will this particular flushing take?
So the flushing zones are scheduled for the 28th of September through to the 4th of October, so only about 4 days.
Yep.
We don't anticipate any interruption to the services during this time, but customers may experience a slight drop in water pressure just due to the amount of water we're pushing out of the network during the cleaning process. And they may also notice their water is temporarily cloudy or dirty in appearance from air or sediment being flushed out. And if this occurs, they can simply run a tap outside for around 10 minutes. It's usually the back tap in your property so that you can get it right through your whole house. And if they experience ongoing water quality issues after that, they can contact us on 136 992, and we'll have a team member come around and visit them.
All right. Now, what are other future projects for the West Coast that TAS Water are going to undertake?
Yeah, so look, our capital delivery office and our wider team are concentrating on a number of upgrades out on the West Coast as a part of our commitment to the customers out there. The planning and design for the replacement of a large section of the Queenstown water network is underway. That's a $3 million investment, which will occur in the next, I'd say, probably in around the next 6 months. The Queenstown sewage treatment plant is also being upgraded. The structure's being upgraded. We're upgrading the power supply, the communications, and the aeration system, another $2.7 million out there at Queenstown. You talked about Zeehan, so the Zeehan raw water intake pump station's also being replaced at a significant cost, and that's around $1.7 million. And also we're looking at the Zeehan reservoir and recoding the internal and external surfaces to ensure that it remains in serviceable condition. So, yeah, we are concentrating quite heavily out there on the West Coast.
Excellent. That's really good to hear. Thanks for doing that. Now, all these future projects, are they up on that website you told us about as well?
Yes, you can see them. If you go into the contractor section, you can see all of our projects that we've got coming up across the state in our more major projects. We do have a number of smaller ones around the place, but they are quite extensive, and we haven't had them listed on the site as yet, right. But we are aiming to get them up there in the next month or so.
Excellent. Great. Now, thanks. Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today, Tony.
Thanks very much for having me, Cameron.
No worries at all. Taswater General Manager, Project Delivery, Tony Wilmot, joining us this morning here at 7XS.